Front Seat Live podcast happily presents My Year of Healing the Hustle podcast, where I, Jessica Butts, psychotherapist, 2.5-time author, corporate trainer, and Myers-Briggs expert, share my raw, vulnerable, honest, and in-the-moment experiences of my journey to heal the hustle. I recently put my money where my mouth was, and I sold everything I owned and moved to Maui with 5 suitcases to explore this healing island. What has come up is a mountain of real life healing the hustle experiences I hope you can see yourself in, so you can also heal your hustle while still being unapologetically who you are. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. I'm excited. We're going into part two of Healing the Hustle. I'm actually going to deviate a lot from my norm, and we'll see how this goes. So I've written about 70% of Healing the Hustle. I just have been, I don't know how to describe it. It has been an absolute chaotic 5 months, and I'm coming out of the other side of it and realizing kind of how chaotic it was. This move was harder than I thought, and then I was traveling basically the entire summer from middle of June until basically just now. I have been going back and forth from Seattle and having visitors, and it's all been wonderful, but it's been very chaotic and not very grounding. And so I just realized that I absolutely am finishing this freaking book. I promise. For those of you who are like dying for me to get it done, thank you. I hear from some of you. I will. I promise. It is absolutely not going to be until spring of 2023. But, you know, I practice what I preach. I'm healing my hustle. I'm a huge compartmentalizer. I just finished my Front Seat Life Collective. It's something I started a year ago. We just finished. I loved it. And I'm not redoing my group programs. This is new for me to not have a group program. For those of you who've been following me for a while, you know I used to have humongous Front Seat Life events. They were 150 to 200 people, quite a production. It was lovely and absolutely the most exhausting thing I've ever done. However, I know the power of groups and I love them. So I am taking that energy that I was putting towards my group program into my retreats. And I will say, this is totally not the topic for today, but you know, I like to start with a little bit of what's going on in hopes that it serves you. And what I'm realizing, and I know this, I practice what I preach, but it's never ceases to amaze me how true it is. And that is when we release something energetically or physically from our life, either a person or thing or something that is taking up time in our life, we open up space for something new. And I knew when I ended it, and it just happened last week. Just last Wednesday was our last call, and already the excitement, the enthusiasm for my retreats are happening. And so again, I'll tell you in a second, getting ahead of myself. I am finishing one thing to open up another compartment. And then when I finish this compartment, I will open up another compartment. All the while doing private therapy, just so you know, like that's my day job right now. This is my side hustle. The retreats just fill my soul. The corporate speaking gigs that have been plentiful and wonderful are also, you know, part of the jam. So it's not like I'm sitting around eating bonbons, right, when I'm not doing this podcast or something. I've got a lot of irons in the fire, as they will say. However, when we, again, energetically or emotionally or physically release something, something new can open up. And since then, the amount of excitement I have for the Maui retreats is astronomical. It's, I, I can't freaking wait. And all of the ideas are coming. I just Marco Polo'd the group. We're in this amazing group chat. And I was sharing with them today that this is how I process. And I think a lot of intuitives do this. I know a lot of intuitives do this. We marinate and think in our heads, and it's just like all the books and the retreats and things. It's very big picture. We don't start with the details, right? We start with the big picture, the ambiance, obviously the place, and then the details and the schedule, all of that starts to come together at the end. And not surprisingly, as soon as my group ended last week, that is what is happening. So all of the fun activities, the schedule, everything is lining up and coming into clarity. And I just couldn't be more excited. So by the way, email me at jessicabuttscounseling@gmail.com or at jessica@jessicabutts.com. That one just takes a little while. Or Instagram message me, whatever, and let me know if you're interested. I already have an entire retreat wait list. I'm going to be doing another one in May of 2023 and then October of 2023. And it involves 3 months of group coaching ahead of time. So we have a one-on-one session, and then there's 3 months of coaching, group coaching going into that. So basically we're starting in February. So it'll be February, March, April, and then the retreat is in May. And then don't make me do the math, but same in October. So that leads me to what I'm going to do today, which is a huge, huge, huge deviation from what I normally do, which is what I've been doing is riffing. I take very broad notes. It's basically an outline or some highlights of what I want to talk to you about. I'm ridiculously unscripted. This is the way the NJs, ENFJs specifically, but extroverts, we prefer to be unscripted. Definitely intuitives prefer to be unscripted. And this is the way that our brains work. So not all people work this way. There's lots of wonderful introverted podcasters and speakers and things that's their preference to have a script. And that's totally fine. But again, that's why not everyone is alike. And that's why I do this podcast. And that's why I do this education, is because we're all different. However, I do obviously prep before all of these, and I was reading my book, and I think I'm going to read you my book. I mean, not the whole book. You guys would be, we'd be here for, 12 hours. I'm going to read you this section. Again, this is not what I normally do, but what I've written I think is good. And by the way, it's not edited or perfect. So I'm going to stumble through some things and then I'll interject. But I'm going to read it to you, because what we're talking about in part two is this is about identifying the hole in your bucket. And this is definitely part of where I have my therapist hat on, about understanding our nature and our nurture. And so a lot of what's in here is a personal story. And again, I always share this so that you can have your own experience, but I have promised to absolutely keep it real on this podcast. It's just part of my shtick, if you will. Part of my point of view is to keep it in real time and keep it super real. So this section is, I'm going to read it to you. So the last three podcast episodes have been about how we got here. Understanding your journey, our new world, and our need to do. Last week, I got a lot of comments from people about how impactful it was and eye-opening and all of that. So I'm going to keep doing this for the five sections that the book is, and each one is three different sections. So today is understanding your hustle. It's the section of identifying the hole in our bucket. And then the three subsections for the next 3 weeks are understanding your hustle, understanding your personality, and understanding your needs. So bear with me. This is going to be very, very interesting. Some of you may love it and some of you may hate it. So understanding your hustle. My friend and I went to Maui a month or so before my 45th birthday, which was 4 years ago. I was exhausted from working nonstop, so was she. By the way, we're getting this same friend. We're going to be on Kauai together next week. We leave on Friday. So next week is actually, I will not be recording in real time because I'm going to be on Kauai with her. So by the way, I've gotten one sentence into this and I can't even stick to this. So this is going to be very hilarious. I was exhausted from working nonstop. So was she. I was 5 years into my hustle. Now it's 9 years and starting to feel the effects on my body, soul, and spirit. I was running large group programs, hosting huge events, growing and running a team, doing a podcast weekly, making a lot of money, also spending a lot of money. It was exactly what I thought I wanted. Yet I couldn't turn it off ever. Part of that was reality, as it takes a lot of effort to run a business by yourself, to run a team, and also educate, inspire, motivate your clients on a weekly basis. But part of it, and likely a much larger part, was my perception that I couldn't turn it off. I felt obligated to be available to them since they were paying me. It's funny, when I was a therapist, and now I am again, when I was a therapist, I complained there were too many rules keeping me from being able to do the work I wanted to do. However, there was this ethical and legal boundary that kept my work at work and made boundaries easier. When I became a coach, that boundary disappeared, and it was a problem I created. And it was all based on my worth, or lack thereof. See, part of my hustle was people pleasing, and I'm guessing yours is as well. Women are natural caretakers due to both nature and nurture. It runs in our DNA. We overgive because we feel bad or that we aren't doing enough, especially if they are giving us money to be their coach. When I was on vacations, like this one to Maui, I was still answering Facebook or Instagram DMs, checking my email, even though I had put my out of office on, and even had a wonderful assistant covering me, and constantly thinking about my clients, my team, my work. There is also another big reason why I and our type do this, is my friends, we get validation from being busy and feeling needed. And what's been, I'm not reading now, this is me. I have done so much more work on this since I've written this about, I don't know, I probably wrote this part, I don't know, 6 months or so ago, and realizing that this is so tied to my mother wound, my family of origin. I've mentioned this in previous episodes, that this is not something that I could look at because I chose to still be in a relationship with my mom. When she made the choice to cut me out of her life, I had an opportunity to really, really get honest about that and look at that wound. And so I have been seeking validation and being busy, not only from her, but also in my marriage of 20 years that, you know, ended 11 years ago, 9 years ago. I keep saying 11, 9 years ago, but I just see how much this plays in to my life and then so many of my clients' lives. So I know that this resonates with you as well. I'm back to reading. I got extreme validation from being busy and feeling needed. In my marriage, I certainly didn't receive the love, appreciation, or validation I needed. And I can now add in, I did not receive that from my mother either. I hadn't created the tools to give myself yet. So from the time of graduating from grad school 10 years ago, now 11, my job was my sole source of validation. I had not yet learned to simply be. In fact, I heard people say that and I could not resonate at all. It simply did not compute. I had to be achieving some goal in order to feel validated for my existence on this earth. My clients, potential clients, and strangers on the internet gave me validation and praise, somehow gave me the purpose I was looking for, which now I know I obviously need to give myself, as do you. Let me get back to my tattoo story. My friend was planning to get a tattoo on the way to the airport on our last day. At this point, my body was tattoo-less, so this felt like a huge decision to permanently ink my body for the first time at 45, yet I felt strongly it was time. My friend went first and got something beautiful, tasteful, and very meaningful to her. It took about 30 minutes. It was then my turn. I was so nervous. I almost pooped my pants. I do get nervous tummy. I sat down. He positioned it. I didn't love the positioning, so he redid it. And then it was in the perfect place on my left inner forearm facing me, as it was a reminder for me, not anyone else. I have to pause here because you guys are not going to freaking believe this. I went out on a date a couple months ago while I was here. It's this guy. We get together and I go, oh my God, I think you're my tattoo artist. Do you own blah, 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 blah store? So, I mean, come on. Come, you can't make that shit up. You cannot make that shit up. So shout out to him. It was the moment of truth. Time to permanently mark myself. And I was terrified it was going to hurt so bad I wouldn't be able to finish it. Approximately 5 seconds later, with zero pain, the word B was tattooed on my arm as a forever reminder to be in the moment, be awesome, be unapologetically who I am, be in my front seat, be enough. Just be. Not always do, but be. That was almost 4 years ago, and I am finally embracing this fully. However, I will always have a natural tendency to do, as it is my personality type. I was born this way, and since you have read this far, my guess is your personality type is similar to mine. Shout out to all us control freak Jays. I don't need to be reminded to do stuff or make a list or just be intrinsically motivated to be on time. I got that shit down. We all got that shit down. Us Jays, we got that. I don't need a reminder on my arm. I need to work on being, and so do you. I have been doing therapy and Myers-Briggs work for a long time. And the one thing that remains to be the biggest lesson for my clients, whether that be an entrepreneurial client, a therapy client, a couple, or a badass lady boss, is that learning why we are the way we are. I also find it the most overlooked part of personal development books because, quite honestly, most of the people writing them don't have any experience with it. Most coaches, gurus, podcasters, and authors have limited knowledge to no knowledge or education of these very important topics. They only want to talk about solutions. They have all the tools in the world, but we have to do some deeper digging before we can go straight to the solution. And that, my friends, is the balance between coaching and therapy. Therapy sometimes only looks at the past and never offers solutions. And coaching only looks at solutions most of the time. And we have to look at both. Here is a very important truth. There is not one size fits all answer for everyone because we are all made different and have different experiences that shape who we are as adults. Awareness before change. Stop beating yourself up. This section is really important, potentially the most important because it digs into why we are the way we are. And I have found for myself and in thousands of clients over the years that understanding ourselves, how we are born into this world, is not only the most validating, but it gives us direction on how to move forward specifically for our rare and unique personality type. Up until this point in my career, I've specifically worked with weirdos of the world, as Myers-Briggs calls them, intuitive types. Both my first books, Live Your Life from the Front Seat and Don't Do Stuff You Suck At, focus on intuitives. This type always needs to be thinking about the future, to always be planning ahead, to always be creating more. And now this book is a combination of that intuitiveness plus the last letter in our Myers-Briggs scale, the judgers or J types. Most coaches that are doing wonderful things in the world miss a step completely. And in my opinion, it is absolutely the most important step because people are made different and therefore need different tools and resources to move forward because they are rare. And therefore, do not learn like everyone else. So let's start the section with some excitement that you get to learn something new about yourself today. that is hopefully going to help you see yourself in a whole new way, which gives you a roadmap to understand yourself differently so that you can proceed forward in a way that works for you. I realized I was a weirdo pretty early on in life, and it stayed with me my entire life as I watched other people and never felt like them. Day-to-day routine is literally mind-numbing to me. Not having something to look forward can cause depression. A schedule and routine is something that I crave, yet variety is absolutely necessary. A few years ago, I was working with a large group of entrepreneurial women and helping them grow their businesses. 90% of them were this type. And I'm referencing the NJs, also known the archetype, as I've called them in my proprietary system, Front Seat Life, the entrepreneurs. We got done with a year working together and we were having a graduation ceremony and each member was sharing their biggest learning. And much to my surprise, every single student's biggest learning they had was understanding their personality type and their unique and rare difference in this world. It wasn't about funnels or landing pages or social media or how to make an online course. It was about who they are at their core. Sorry, I'm having a moment remembering that. My amazing assistant at the time, she and I just looked at each other and we're like, holy shit. Like, we just spent a lot of time talking about other stuff. And this was so impactful. Back to reading. I will never forget that day as I looked over at my longtime assistant in amazement that all this work we had put into helping people grow their businesses, the bottom line was their greatest takeaway was learning about their personality type. Do you ever look at people that go with the flow and wonder, how the fuck do they do that? Yep, me too, my entire life. People that don't worry about the future and are perfectly content in the here and the now, or are fine with a 9-to-5 job and daily routine. Yeah, well, it's because we aren't those people. It's time we learn why we are so different, why we need a different life. So let's dig in. That's the beginning section, my friends. That is the beginning section. I would love for you to be able to take away, potentially do some journaling around your nature and your nurture. We talked a lot last week, the last couple of weeks, about how society has been influencing this, the new crazy world that we live in. And then this section is really going to be talking about our personality type and the nature and nurture mix, about how we've been raised, all the things that go into it, all the things outside of ourselves. Yet there's also this big, big double whammy for those of us that are also this type A, J personality type go-getters. And so I've had a couple of kind of P's, P personality types reach out and say, you know, you're kind of only talking to one, you know, half of the population. And I was like, you're kind of right about that. And that made me realize that the nurture piece, all of this has been bred into so many of us, the women that we've got to be everything and do everything and be everything to everyone is just the world that we live in. And then the double whammy is for those of us that are also this NJ personality type. So in the next couple of weeks, we are going to dig in even deeper. In the meantime, thank you. Thank you for letting me deviate. That was a little awkward. I hope it wasn't terrible to listen to. It's certainly not my norm, but it was kind of fun. It was fun to bring this back up and share some personal stories with you and get ready for, you know, some more type talk next week, because you know I'm obsessed with that. Okay, if you want more information about the retreats, obviously let me know. for those of you who are loyal listeners, I will say too, I've got probably one or two private spots coming up that I'm going to start promoting on social and to my email list, probably middle of September, kind of every other week, private therapy / coaching sessions. So loyal listeners, if that is you and you are ready to do some work with me, I would be literally completely honored. It's my favorite thing to do. I love it. And so just reach out to me on, you know, Instagram Messenger, or send me an email at jessicabuttscounseling@gmail.com or at jessica@jessicabutts.com. Okay. I'm starving. I'm going to go have a tuna fish sandwich, and I will see you guys next week.